Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with Dr. Brian Blaze, CEO of Blaze Policy Strategies, LLC. He's a policy expert. He was an advisor to President Trump's administration and for a number of years, and he's an expert in healthcare public policy. Brian, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the challenges that we're having, that you're having, and me as your, one of your supporters, of being able to enforce President Trump's executive orders for association health plans, for short-term plans. What is in effect right now that has not been attacked? What part of the short-term policy or the executive orders, I should say, that President Trump has initiated? And folks, this is to circumvent the damage of the Obamacare, of the ACA, which is significant damage on the middle class and small businesses on Main Street. What are some of the executive orders that are still in force right now?
So there was it was a single executive order in October of 2017 that led to three regulatory actions. And really, the actions were aimed at increasing choice and competition in healthcare in whatever form. So the first one was AHPs. And AHPs, we talked about in the previous segment, that was to help small businesses band together and offer more affordable coverage. Coverage which, by the way, tends to be very comprehensive. There was actually a very positive report in the Washington Post, of all places, about a year and a half ago that showed that these plans were just like regular employer-sponsored insurance plans. So we await the decision of an appeals court on AHPs. Short-term plans. The administration finalized a regulation about 2 years ago that expanded short-term plans. Now, these are plans that aren't regulated by the ACA, so they don't have to cover all the mandates. They are not limited with all the pricing restrictions.
They're common sense plans is what you mean to say, right?
It allows people to buy what they need and be priced appropriately. So if you are young and healthy, you can get one of these plans that covers you in the event you have a low probability, but, you know, expensive medical event that covers you relatively cheaply. We expanded these plans. Basically, what we did was just undo Obama administration restrictions. So in 2016, the Obama administration was concerned that people were purchasing these plans because the exchange plans were such a bad deal for them that they didn't want individuals purchasing these plans. So they restricted them to just a three-month coverage period. For decades before, it had been that these plans could exist for up to 364 days. Mm-hmm. So we undid the Obama administration regulation. And we've actually, on this rule, we've had very positive court rulings. So a district court judge upheld our rule last year, and then just last week, an appeals court judge for the D.C. Circuit upheld our rule as well, said that it was proper, that the benefits exceeded the costs of the rule. The administration went through the proper rulemaking. So now these plans are subject to state regulation. And in some states, like, you know, a lot of the more liberal states in the Northeast and California, where they look down on consumers' ability to pick plans that work best for them, they've restricted these options. But in most states, people can purchase these plans that offer valuable and affordable insurance coverage.
Right.
There's actually a third regulation that has not been challenged. It was finalized more than a year ago. It has not been challenged. That has the potential to be the most profound. So one of the problems with employer-sponsored coverage is that it really does give employers a lot of the control and choice that people should really have for themselves. Like most employers only offer workers a single type, a single choice of a health plan. Now, what other major purchase do people make where they only have one option? What we did was allow employers to provide reimbursement to workers so that workers could, and this was tax-preferred money, so that workers could then purchase an individual market plan. So this would be an Obamacare plan that works best for them. Ironically, one of the metrics I use for why Obamacare is failing is that we're spending about $50 billion a year in subsidies on Obamacare plans.
Wow.
We've increased the size. We've increased the size of the individual market by about 2 million people. Hmm. So we're spending about $25,000 per newly insured person in the individual market. The HRA rule, these health reimbursement arrangements that employers can make, you leverage employer money. We're projected to increase the size of the individual market by about 7 or 8 million people.
Wow.
With no new federal spending.
Why can't we get rid of ACA? I mean, this is a blight on America, on people and on the economy. Why can't we just get rid of it?
I mean, I think the problem is it's been there for 10 years, and it's added a lot new federal spending.
Who wants
spending.
It? Who likes it? Who would choose it over another option? Are people doing that?
So special interests like the ACA, insurance companies like the ACA, hospitals like the ACA, because they get more money. It gives them control and it gives them more subsidies. So the government is subsidizing more health care, and they like the extra money.
Yep.
And then you've got people are concerned that if they have existing medical conditions and we take away the ACA, they won't be able to get
coverage. But that can be
fixed
with legislation, can it? I mean, that's easy.
It can be fixed with legislation, with high-risk pools. And
that's
I think it's pertinent.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. Brian, I need your website, please.
BlazePolicy.org.
BLASE policy.org. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.